Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is back in the United States again, which means only one thing. He wants more of our tax dollars, our military equipment, and our munitions to fight a war halfway around the world that has nothing to do with us, despite the United States being bankrupt and we should be pinching every penny that we have and holding on to every piece of military equipment before World War III kicks off. And he even toured a munitions plant in Pennsylvania to thank the workers and, of course, ask for more. Pennsylvania is a key swing state, and so this is also being used as a propaganda piece for the Democrats, with Democrat Governor of Pennsylvania Josh Shapiro joining him on the tour, where he signed some of the munitions. He's autographing the bombs. Here's old Joe and his caretaker welcoming Mr. Zelensky to the United States. Okay, so that's a meme, but it's hard to tell. That could actually be a real photo. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro also signed an agreement with Volodymyr Zelensky, establishing a partnership between Pennsylvania and Ukraine. What this means is some of our tax dollars that the corrupt government is stealing from us and giving to Ukraine will then be used to, quote-unquote, purchase the munitions that he went and saw being manufactured to then use for the military-industrial complex. So that's where we're at now in the depths of corruption of the United States, is Democrat governors are now signing deals with foreign leaders to use our tax dollars to then boost businesses in his state. Again, Pennsylvania, a key swing state. Stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But real quick, this may be a good time to launch my new War is a Racket shirt, which you should order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. That's a phrase coined by Smedley Butler, who was a senior officer in the Marines during World War I, who realized that most often the point of war isn't to protect the United States or to save certain countries from bad things happening to them from other countries. It is a military-industrial complex money-making machine, a racket. And speaking of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump was there yesterday where he held a rally where he had several viral moments, including this one.
It's no wonder that Kamala Harris was just officially endorsed by IRS agents. Do you believe it? That's one you'd say, I'd rather not have that endorsement. But I've been endorsed by virtually every police group in the entire nation. Kamala Harris is the candidate of the tax collectors and the Washington bureaucrats. I am the candidate of the American worker, and I always will be. I always will be.
Also in Pennsylvania last night, Tucker Carlson held an in-person event with special guest Alex Jones. And take a look at that crowd. Tucker Carlson has taken his podcast on the road for a series of in-person events across the country. Look at that. Meanwhile, the Operation Mockingbird Media continues to help Kamala Harris try to gaslight the American people that she never called for banning fracking. Here she was during the debate with Donald Trump.
I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. I have not banned fracking as Vice President of the United States. And in fact, I was.
In fact, this is one of the most amazing lies that a politician has ever said, because when she was running for president in 2020, she dropped out before the year 2020 when she was running for president of the 2020 election, because the elections always start a year and a half before the actual election year. So she did so terrible in her campaign that she dropped out in December of 2019. But when she was running for president for the 2020 election, this is what she said during a Clown News Network town hall.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of...
By the way, fracking is huge in Pennsylvania, again, a major key swing state, which is why she has taken a 180-degree turn, because her campaign back in 2019 didn't really understand that virtue signaling to ban fracking and going with green energy would end up ultimately costing her. Pennsylvania voters.
Will you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking your first day in office, adding the United States to the list of countries who have banned this devastating practice?
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Right. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands, right?
Her first day in office, she said she planned on banning fracking. Here she is in September 2019 in the middle of her ultimately doomed campaign for president on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
This country's got a whole lot of hot button issues that we could touch on. But what's the first thing we need to do to give us all some relief?
Well, let me start by saying this. Climate change is the single greatest threat facing our world today. That's why I am committed to passing a Green New Deal, creating clean jobs, and finally putting an end to fracking once and for all.
That's going to go over real well in Pennsylvania. Here's Pennsylvania Senator John Ham Sandwich for Brains Fetterman, wearing his usual attire, his pajamas, being asked about Kamala's flip-flop.
Vice President Harris, as you know, once supported a ban on fracking when she was running for president in 2020. She even sued the Obama administration to prevent fracking off California's coast. Now she says she will not ban the practice as president. Why should voters trust that that is really what the vice president believes?
They're eating dogs. They're eating cats. Okay. Yes. And any more on fracking? I think.
Well, I want to ask you about the Middle East, actually.
You know, you can't really blame him because that has become quite a catchy tune.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Even three-year-olds have heard the song, and as this woman demonstrates, her son can't stop singing it.
Eat the dog. You eating the cat. You eating the cat. Eat the dog. You eating the cat. You eating the cat. Eat the dog. You eating the cat. You eating the cat. Eat the dogs.
Where did you hear that?
That's what I see. So I'm thinking it.
I know, but where did you hear that on the TV?
I did.
Or mommy's phone? Where did you hear that?
Wait a minute.
Where did you hear it on my phone?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did?
Yes, I did.
Don't sing that at daycare.
Well, good luck with that, lady. But one thing that you should do is order my new Cat Lives Matter shirt from my online store, markdice.com, or click the link in the description below. This one for you ladies, if you want to get it in the women's tee, you might have to click the main listing and then scroll down just a little bit. It is available. I'm not sure if it's on the main markdice.com store page yet, but it should be. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.